Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, it's Sue Perkins here, and as the Minute Wars fades away, it's just such a joy to welcome you back to Just a Minute. First, let me introduce you to the four magnificent people who are going to be playing today. Tony Hawks, Emma Siddy, Charles Brandreth, and Desiree Birch. Please whoop and cheer for all four of them. There's no format twist. We're simply going to ask them to speak on a given subject for 60 seconds without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. So let's see how that goes. Right. We begin with you, Tony, and the subject is the perfect pair of pyjamas. Can you speak for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating, or deviating on the perfect pair of pyjamas, starting now?
What are you looking for in the perfect pair of pyjamas? I think ideally two pieces, the top... and the bottom. Ideally, the higher bit...
Oh, Giles. Oh,
repetition of ideally.
Yes, it was a repetition of ideally. Savage. Oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, the premise. Oh.
It's awful, isn't it?
Oh. This format sucks. Giles, it's a correct challenge. You have the subjects. Oh, I'm almost worried to give this to you. The perfect... I dread to think of the silken bias cut that will greet us. Possibly crotchless, you never know.
I think we know.
I think we do know. 49 seconds, they may well prove to be the longest 49 seconds. The perfect pair of pyjamas starting now.
I'd like you to picture them, if you would, because they are very beautiful. The top half, double-breasted. Always essential when it comes to a really good pair of pyjamas. The bottom half, snug.
Tony.
Repetition of half.
Yes, it was. Correct challenge. Well done, Tony. It's back with you. 36 seconds to discuss further the perfect pair of pyjamas starting now.
Giles tonight is wearing the perfect pair of pyjamas. The top bit is got a frog on it and it's very beautiful, but it has no pocket. Strangely, in pyjamas, in that higher bit of the costume...
Desiree.
A repetition of bit.
There was a repetition of top bits, and then we got to the other bits. Yes, correct challenge. Well done. You get the subject now. 21 seconds on the perfect pair of pyjamas, starting now.
The perfect pair of pyjamas must surely come off the back of a cat. Otherwise, the phrase would not exist of that fluffy feline's pyjamas, which must be the peak of luxuriousness.
Emma.
Deviation. I don't really know what Desiree's talking about.
She's talking about the cat's pyjamas.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that well-known phrase that we all know except for you right now.
I'm so sorry. I'm really bad at idioms. I take it back. Can I take it back?
No, you don't need to take it back. Okay. It's okay. We're not going to penalise you.
Oh, thank you.
People who are long-term fans of the show know we used to put people in the stocks for an incorrect challenge. We don't do that anymore. It's a much more liberal, some would say woke version of the show. You're allowed the challenge. But in this particular instance, I'm going to allow Desiree to carry on. She's got 8 seconds on the clock to tell us about the perfect pair of pyjamas starting now.
They're flannel, they're red, and they are my ex-boyfriend's, therefore stolen. The perfect pair of pyjamas are finally mine to sleep in.
Desiree was speaking as the whistle went, which means she gains the point. And Emma, we are with you now. This is your subject, and it is cold water swimming. Mm. Ooh, 60 seconds on cold water swimming, starting now.
The kind of person who enjoys cold water swimming is exactly who I would not like to be sitting next to at a wedding breakfast. People who enjoy cold water swimming like to go on about it a bit too much. I would include my father, who I love, amongst these people. It makes you hypothermic.
Tony.
Repetition of people.
Yes, it was indeed a repetition people. Of people.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But you know what? It's a correct challenge, Tony. You get the point for it. But as seeing as you're a new player of the game, I think I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and let you continue. I'd like to hear a little bit more. I sense you know lots on this subject. You've got more to give. So the point's yours, Tony, but the subject remains with you and you've got 41 seconds starting now.
Why go to a warm Lido when you can go cold water swimming? Why go to a leisure centre when you can...
Desiree.
Repetition of why.
100%.
Why and when. Why and when. It was a little too close together. Correct challenge, Desiree. You get cold water swimming starting now.
The group of menopausal women who were out in the lake were interrupted by a floating poop barge.
Giles, you've challenged.
Deviation from good taste.
Did you say poop barge?
It's a poop barge. I've seen them.
None of us can unsee them now. This is the problem.
Listen, I'm minded to have you keep the subject, but possibly stay away from the browner regions of the water into the more delicate ripples. So 25 seconds remaining on cold water swimming, starting now.
I surfaced screaming. It was 3 a.m, and I'd never had such an experience as exhilarating as cold water swimming. It had not been my intention, but I was accidentally dumped in the water off the back of a truck because I had been in Frosher's week.
Giles.
Hesitation.
A little bit of hesitation, and also it sounded like a kidnap, so I think... Giles, I'm going to give you that. You've got 8 seconds, you little poacher. Tell us everything you know about cold water swimming in 8 seconds, starting now.
The first mistake I made was agreeing to audition for Celebrity Naked Attraction. I didn't realise that cold water swimming would be part of what I was required to do.
Giles, you were speaking as the whistle went, and you also begin our next subject. Let's see what we've got in store. Aren't you going to introduce us? Mm. I can't wait to hear what names Giles is going to drop in this one. Aren't you going to introduce us? Your time starts now.
Aren't you going to introduce us? Perhaps the 6 most potent words in the English language. Aren't you going to introduce us? And she did. My hostess turned to the girl on her left and said, "This is Giles. Who are you?" And she replied, "Cinderella." I immediately said, "I'm Charlie Charming, formerly known as Prince." She was amused. Immediately, a relationship was formed. Aren't you going to introduce us? These are a combination of liquid gold that the language provides for us, and we are so lucky that it is there. Aren't you going to introduce us? It can happen in any occasion. This evening, I arrived at the studio here. Aren't you going to introduce us? The security man said to the person who was with me, was not my carer, but actually...
Tony, your challenge.
I just wanted to get in before he said, "Aren't you going to introduce us for a 13th time?" No, but I think it was hesitation, wasn't it?
It's a slight hesitation. I mean, at 51 seconds, I would say at least 50 of them were spent repeating what was on the card. Yeah.
I would argue he was relishing in his applause, which he had very much earned.
I mean, he did. He had relished in his applause. But I don't know. Giles, don't look at me like that. It's like a newly born calf, just staring. So, do you know what? I'm going to give you both of it. You could both speak simultaneously for 9 seconds. We've never done that before. I'm here to break rules. Aren't you going to introduce us? Giles and Tony, your time starts now.
Aren't you going to introduce us? I will say that over and again because nobody really knows whether it's the Queen introducing Prince Philip to the world.
Giles and Tony speaking as the whistle went together, and a point each. Congratulations. Desiree, something for you, my darling. Okay. It's getting the ick.
Ooh.
Getting the ick. What can you tell us in 60 seconds on the topic of getting the ick, starting now?
Getting the ick is the most surefire way of ending a blossoming relationship, much like getting a whiff.
Emma.
I felt like that was hesitation. It was a big breath.
It was a bit of hesitation.
I'm a big gal. I need a big breath. I was going to ride out a minute on that breath.
A little bit of hesitation. I will give you the benefit of the doubt, Emma, and I will give that to you. 51 seconds remaining. You've now got the subject of getting the ick, starting now.
I once got the ick because somebody asked me what my favourite pop band was. There was just something about the way he said it. It was naff. Sometimes people can be a little bit awkwardly cringe, and that is the ick. Another time I got the ick is when a fence fell on somebody. It just creeped me out. It's hard to explain, and that's how the ick works. It's irrational. It's like a phobia of the human in front of you, and you wish you could stop it, but you can't, because they are rank to you.
A Beautiful long spell, interrupted by Giles. What's your challenge, my love?
Hesitation.
Yes, correct challenge. 19 seconds on the clock, Giles, to remind you, getting the ick starting now.
For the benefit of listeners of riper years, let me explain what getting the ick is all about. It's curious.
Tony.
No need to. The others already have.
But not necessarily correctly.
Yes,
no, they've done it. We don't want repetition. Of you're not allowed to.
Well, listen, I mean, we now know it's when a fence falls on somebody.
Yeah.
That's the it's the end. That's definitively the end. I like the challenge, Tony, but I'd like to hear... We've got 12 seconds for Giles to try and convince us he has a novel take on the ick for, as he would put it, the generation of riper years.
Yes.
So your time starts now.
I-C-K is one of the most useful rhymes in the lyricist's repertoire. I've known people like Tim Rice, Cole Porter, many others whose names I would be flattered to drop had I been introduced to them, because...
Speaking as the whistle went means you get the point, Giles, and that's the end of the round. Let's have a look where we stand. In third place, Emma. In joint second place, Ezra and Tony. And striding forth out front, Giles Brandreth. Right, let's canter into round two, and Tony, we are back with you again. The subject is checking one's moles, something, of course, we should be doing regularly. Can you speak without hesitation, repetition or deviation on checking one's moles, starting now?
The mole family used to live next door to me many years ago. Adrian, the youngest, 13 and three-quarters years old, would go out into the garden and dig lots of holes, and we wondered what they were. Well, he was checking the moles, because they would come up through the grass, and he was writing a children's story about them, and it did tremendously...
Emma.
Slight hesitation?
Ooh, I think
very
it was
slight.
Stumble, wasn't it?
You felt it, didn't you?
I felt it was... I had nothing more to say.
I enjoyed that Adrian Mole was looking for moles.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
I know. It was going nowhere. I think Emma helps me.
You haven't really stood up for yourself there, so it's an easy transfer of power. Emma, you now get the subject, which is checking one's moles. 35 seconds and your time starts now.
It is important to check one's moles. You can even get something called a mole map. I should get one of these things, but I only have one mole and it's on my bum. Ooh. I shouldn't have told you all that, but I have now, and there's no going back. That's the way the world works, and that's the way my mole works.
Tony.
Two, that's the way.
That's the way, yeah.
Fair enough. Thank you,
that's
Tony. You
no
helped me
back.
Out that time.
I did, yeah. There's no going back on...
It's amazing. You only spoke for 16 seconds, and yet all the listeners now know the exact geolocation of the model that you have. So, Tony, correct challenge. You get the subject back. 19 seconds to tell us about the mole family looking for moles or whatever you fancy, starting now.
I check the moles outside to see how far they've got across the lawn. They are wicked little things. They don't do anything for growing or anything in nature.
Giles.
Repetition of anything, and poor Sir David Attenborough is just appalled that he's given a lifetime to the BBC, and here we have moles traduced, being told they don't do anything of any value. Moles are wonderful.
Well,
creatures.
I didn't get a chance because you interrupted me.
Because you were repeating anything.
I was going to pay them a lot of compliments if I hadn't said anything twice.
Too late.
Well, I said anything twice.
Too little, too late.
You've got 7 seconds, Charles, to redeem the reputation of moles, starting now.
In a production of Toad Hall, I played the part of mole. There were other people queuing up for the same role. Checking the moles was essential to see...
Right. Giles gets the point for speaking as the whistle went. And Emma, we are with you next, my lovely. Live, laugh, love. And your time starts now.
I think it's incredibly unfair how derided and maligned the phrase live, laugh, love is. Surely on this hot rock that we're all spinning around on, this random planet where we're trying to figure out the meaning of life, what else is there to do other than live, laugh, love? Living is pretty good. You kind of have to do it. If it's bad, sorry, that's also tough. Love, that's something that you do and is very, very special.
Tony.
Oh, repetition of very.
Yes.
Going so well, though.
Really? Well, yeah. I think I ran out of steam.
I think you did brilliantly. Really? For someone who's not played the game, really, you did pretty much 30 seconds on
and
that.
And she's sitting...
Well done, you.
She's sitting on a mole as well, which makes it even harder.
Well done, Emma. But it's a successful challenge by Tony. 32 seconds on the clock. The subject is with you. Live, laugh, love, starting now.
Live, laugh, love. What else is there to do beginning with L? Launder, perhaps. That is necessary if your pants get dirty. It's ideal, really. A washing machine is...
Emma.
Extreme deviation.
Well, we have moved in the space of 12 seconds from Live, Laugh, Love to the laundry of Tony Hall.
I didn't have anything else to say on Live, Laugh.
I think that much became relatively clear. All right, I'm going to give you that. It's back with you, Live, Laugh, Love. And you've now got 20 seconds on the clock, starting now.
I feel sorry for the poor man or woman who invented the phrase Live, Laugh, Love. There they are every day hearing people comment on how naff or clichéd it is.
Giles.
Repetition of naff.
From earlier in the show.
Mm, from when she was earlier talking about this very same subject.
I don't remember naff.
Emma remembers.
Yeah.
Trying to bully. You're gaslighting. I won't have it. I do not recall that you said naff twice.
Naff in this subject.
Yeah. So it's an incorrect challenge.
She said it in the dressing room as well.
Yeah.
Can't stop saying it. So incorrect challenge from Giles. The subject is still with you, Emma, to remind you it's live, laugh, love. It starts now.
I want to buy a little wooden sign from a seaside town that says live, laugh, love on it because it will help me to remember to do it.
Oh, Giles.
Oh, sorry.
What were you buzzing for? Was it a nervous tick?
Let's say it was a nervous tick.
Was it attention seeking?
It was totally attention seeking.
I think you're doing very well.
I think that was rather a naff intervention. I withdraw.
Right. You've got 3 seconds, Emma. The time starts now.
Giles Brandreth needs to live, laugh, love.
Well done, Emma. You were speaking as the whistle went, which means you gain the point. Giles, we're back with you. So you can relax now and take your finger off the buzzer, which will be a welcome relief. as good as new.
As good as new. That's
as good as new. You've got 60 seconds to dazzle us on the subject of as good as new, starting now.
I'd love to be as good as new again. I'd start at the top of my head with fresh hair. An amusing toupee would be lovely. Then I'd go down my face. I'd get my nose improved, my chins removed, my Adam's apple polished, and then the shoulders. I would be buff, not naff. I'd be gorgeous. People would want to run their fingers up my chest and then...
Tony.
I don't think the public want to hear.
Right, Giles, I think we'd got to your chest and you were expanding outwards to... God only knows where, but we'll find out in the next 35 seconds, starting now.
Live, laugh, love, if only my voice could be as good as new. I tell you, I adore you, you're the best, oh, so sweet, my voice...
Make it end, Tony.
The public don't want this either.
Increasingly, I'm inclined to agree with you.
I think...
I don't know what that fugue state was, but...
Also, is singing a form of hesitation? Because that was quite a slow tempo.
I was going to say there was also a repetition of the word voice.
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
Right at the end, but that's too late.
But that was...
Late.
Yeah, exactly. That shouldn't count after the buzzer.
Certainly got him. It's just a question of which one of us.
Tony, you buzz first, so you get the challenge. You've got 23 seconds on As Good As New, starting now.
The expression As Good As New implies that new is good. Donald Trump is the new president. I think that proves that isn't the case. We have to stand up and use this expression more.
Giles.
Expression repeated.
But you buzzed before I'd actually finished saying expression. Got as far as expression... See, I might have said something. I was going to change the ending.
Well, I think it'd be hard. What would you have changed it?
Expressionally.
That would have been deviation from the English language.
Yeah, but somebody else might have buzzed in and got that.
I mean, annoyingly, he's got you on this one, which means, I mean, who knows? We've had the musical version, we've had the erotic version. Yeah. Who knows what version we'll get now in the last 10 seconds, but at least we know that time is finite on this one. And that it is ticking down inexorably. Your time starts now.
Sue Perkins is now a seasoned presenter of this show, but she's as good as new. Everything she gives us is fresh, created newly, wonderfully minted and...
Emma.
Deviation. Where's the live, laugh, love?
There's no live, laugh, love.
We're as good as new.
As good as new.
I know. It's very hard. It's, when Giles talks, it is hard to latch on to reality. With 1 second, Giles, please end this. Your time starts now.
As good as new. What a phrase that is.
Desiree, we're back with you, my lovely.
Okay.
The subject is, it all feels a bit Black Mirror. Can you tell us on that without hesitating, repeating or deviating in 60 seconds? Time starts now.
It all feels a bit Black Mirror these days, doesn't it? They are meant to be cautionary tales, not instruction manuals. Guys, it is important that we engage with technology in more responsible ways because every Black Mirror that lines our lives is not only a screen, but also a camera. We are as easily viewing as we are being watched. And while we might decide to monetize that for personal gain or utilize social media rankings for our betterment or utilize, oh, damn it.
That was, do you know what? I found that moving. I found it thought-provoking. And only 24 seconds remaining. Very strong start. Right. Tony, your challenge?
Repetition of utilize.
Yes.
And in fact, it was. It was excellent what she said, compared to what's about to come now. Yeah.
Well, we're all prepared now. Yeah. 24 seconds on it. All feels a bit Black Mirror, starting now.
I took the black gloss paint and painted the mirror. And my wife said, it's all a bit Black Mirror. Feels that way, certainly. And that's because I don't really know this expression terribly well, which is why I've chosen to speak about an incident familiar one.
Emma.
There's got to be hesitation.
Mm. Yeah, hesitation. There was a general stumbling, yes, yeah, that I think was wise to pick up on.
So, I mean, when you've done that sort of quality, you do slip up afterwards.
Yeah. You've got 5 seconds remaining, Emma, to tell us about It All Feels a Bit Black Mirror, starting now.
I once auditioned for a role in Black Mirror, and I didn't get it. Oh.
Was that possibly because you walked into the audition for Black Mirror going, where's the live, laugh, love?
I like the fact that there was a second of sadness before the whistle.
Well, on that bombshell, that sadness, let's have some scores at the end of the round. So, it's all pretty tightly bunched. We've got Desiree in third, we've got Emma and Tony in second, and we've got Giles still ahead. Emma, you're going to begin this round. So this one is for the romantics in the room. I'm going to break it to you now. It's not live, laugh, love. It's not that. Yeah. It's will they, won't they?
Ooh.
Classic dilemma. Will they, won't they? You've got a minute to dazzle us with will they, won't they, starting now.
I would say that my husband and I are in a constant state of will they, won't they. Sometimes we will, sometimes we won't. Wink, wink, what I'm talking about.
Tony.
Yes, repetition of wink, I'm afraid.
Yes.
I feel like, for me, wink, wink is hyphenated.
Oh. My goodness.
Nice try, sister. So nearly worked. It's a correct challenge. There was repetition there. And you get the subject, will they, won't they? 48 seconds starting now.
It's an important thing in drama to make the audience think, will they, won't they? I remember an example in The Office. We can recall that, can't we? And there was the nice little boy, can't remember his name, the actor, and he...
Repetition of remember.
Giles, I haven't done the procedural thing of saying, Giles, you must. So what was your challenge?
Repetition.
Yes, of?
The word I just said.
Which was?
Remember.
Oh, remember.
Yes, OK, I'll give you that point. If only because I now feel a little bit sorry for the fragility of your mental state. So 35 seconds remaining. That was perfect. 35 seconds remaining. Will they, won't they, starting now.
Will they, won't they, take me into the clinic? This is what I am worried about now. First of all, I couldn't...
Yes.
Tony. It seems that way. 28 seconds, it's still with you, Giles, and your time starts now.
Will they, won't they? What a wonderful phrase that is when we're wondering what is going to happen in that relationship that we observe. It's wonderful to see people who are young and love...
Emma.
Repetition of wonderful.
It was indeed. Wonderful phrase. Mm. And then wonderful to see. Yes, well done. Well listened. 18 seconds on Will They, Won't They, starting now.
In Four Weddings and a Funeral, it's a real will they, won't they situation. That moment when she says, I'm engaged to Hamish, you go, oh my God, I really thought they were going to be together forever. Then you remember that you are watching a movie, and this is kind of how it works. It takes you down the garden path. It says, there's no way him and Carrie are going...
Well done, Emma. You spoke as the whistle went, means you get the point. And with that, we move into the final round. Oh. And we're with you, Giles, now. My first air fryer. Have you heard of an air fryer?
Well, I'm as familiar with it as I am with Black Mirror. I'm sensing it's going to give me the ick. An air fryer. Okay, I'll give it a go. My first air fryer.
Yes, my first air fryer. Let's be dazzled by your technological nous on this subject. 60 seconds starting now.
When I went to the monastery, I was introduced to the senior friar. And he said to me, you're going to be meeting my successor. We call him the first air fryer. And I was impressed. I was then taken to the kitchen where a fellow from Robin Hood, the round one, called Friar Tuck, was waiting to show me how I could make wolf cutlets and toss them into this machine. And moments later, having pressed a button like a microwave, I was able to cook myself a delicious repast, which, with all the other clerical people there, hermits of different kinds, we really enjoyed. My first air fryer was for me a culinary and a spiritual experience at the same time. I found that one could cook with pleasure and also pray. Live, laugh, love. That's what it's all about in my book. Nothing naff in what I'm offering now. I'm giving you something that is special and involves the air fryer.
And the recipe for wolf cutlets is on the website. Well done, Giles. You get the point for speaking for 60 seconds and a point for finishing it as the whistle went. Well, right, that's the end of the show. Let's have a look at those all-important scores first. We've got a good mix of scores here. Desiree in fourth. In third place, we've got Emma. In second place, we've got Tony. And just 1 point ahead, Mr. Giles Brandreth! And there, my lovelies, I'm afraid we do have to leave you. But first of all, thanks to our incredible players of the game, Tony Hawkes, Emma Siddy, Giles Brandreth and Desiree Birch. We are indebted to both Ian Messiter and the wonderful Nicholas Parsons. And we also thank Sarah Nichols, who you can't see, but by Lord, she blows her whistle with such aplomb in my lughole. The producer was Georgia Keating, and it was a BBC Studios audio production for Radio 4. And this is me, Sue Perkins, saying thanks so much for listening wherever you are. And please do join us next time we all play Just a Minute. Thank you.